Wednesday Hollow Cult. So you know what that means. It's the night shift. Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, hi, it's us, the Hollow Sky guys. If you're listening to the show on the podcast, just so you're not confused, this isn't the regular show. This is the night shift show. It's audio from the live. So if we're just don't have any idea what we're talking about, we're probably referring to the chat. Just kind of fly by the seat of our pants here. Just clear that up. But hey, what's up, everybody?
Living the dream, baby. Living the dream.
Yeah. Glad to see everybody in here. What do we got? 20-ish? Make sure you hit the like button, the subscribe button, the notification bell. Keep everything, keep it rolling. Keep on rolling.
That's how we do it. We keep everything rolling, baby.
We try our best.
What time it is?
Night shift time.
Little Fred Durst action.
Hopefully he shows up in the chat.
I wish.
That'd be...
dream come true.
That'd be stupid.
Yeah. It'd be epic.
Kyle just told me he's been focused on his telepathy, his telepathic information that he's planning on sending. Been focusing on it all day. So get excited about that. I've been thinking about that a little bit lately. Like, does it rely more on the person sending the information or the receivers of the information? You have to be good at sending or good at receiving?
That's a good question. I feel like in this particular case, it would be more on me.
Because you're kind of scattershotting it out here.
Yeah, yeah.
To see who picks it up. So.
But the question in regards to the general aspect, that's a broader brushstroke, I think. It's, you know?
Yeah, because if you have someone that can send the information at a higher level, can people that receive it on a lower level pick up on what they're thinking?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I don't know. Well, I think about it as like a high-end receiver. Can they just read people's thoughts?
Yeah, I was thinking that too. Like the opposite. If you pick up a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what is that? Clairvoyant? I don't know.
Funny that you mentioned that word.
My receiver is broken right now.
Because I've been working on an episode that I am really, really excited about.
Good.
I wasn't as excited, but then it turned into something I didn't expect it to turn into. And I feel like the landscape is going to change a little bit on a particular entity. Because I found some shit that I haven't heard anybody talk about. Honestly. Because recently, I'm going to try not to give too much away.
Okay, I want to.
Recently, there has been a labeling of a particular entity that seems to be new. I found out that it's not new, and it's got old school roots.
Good. I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm interested in what you're talking about.
It's pretty wild, man. Cause I got this book that I'm reading, and it's like one of those scattershot books where it'll be like, it'll be like a Bigfoot encounter books. And it's just all Bigfoot, boom, 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 from a ton of different accounts. You know, this was more of a scattershot. It's just almost like those humanoid books in a way, Steve, where it's like it's logging odd encounters, you know?
Oh, yeah.
From a particular area. And I'm going through it and I'm reading the story and I'm like, huh, this is, you know, exactly like things that we've covered. And then I start looking into it and I'm like, oh, piss, this goes way back, way, way back. Even though in today's world, it's being labeled as new almost. And it's crazy because old school descriptions to a fucking T match what people are seeing today.
Interesting.
And so it's fucking wild. It's like I was kind of dumbstruck because, like I said, I was just going to do a scattershot episode from a couple different stories in this book. But then that one story I read kind of rewrote my episode. And now I'm solely focused on this one entity and its origin story, essentially.
I'm stoked.
It's pretty fucking cool, man. It was way cooler than I expected it to be.
Whenever you get excited, I know it's going to be a heater. So
it's good. It's good because the story itself is weird. It's a weird story, and I'm excited to get your thoughts on the story because I'm very particular on the way things are worded. It's presented, and it's weird because you read it from the book, and you almost feel like it could have the possibility of being fake. But I think what's happening is this individual person, almost like a Politis situation, I think what they're doing is they are, you know, Steve, tell me about the time Maddox saw the green skeletons. And you tell me about it. You tell me that story because I'm making a book. Well, what do most authors do? Well, they'll kind of, I'm going to use the word embellish, but it's not embellish. It's kind of like, they help create a ambiance, a painting for the reader to put themselves in that situation. You know what I'm saying? They add descriptive words to a situation. And I think that's what's happening in these stories. Because a lot of people critique these stories because of how they're presented. But I think that's what, because there's dumb things in there like, the summer breeze and the leaves. I'm like, those are like descriptive book things.
Yeah, trying to kind of paint a picture.
That's what I think is going on. Is they're just because it, from my understanding, there's not that many stories in the book itself, and the stories are quote unquote short. But this one was probably, I don't know, a good 8 pages or so, 8 or 10 pages for one account, which I don't think is bad. And I think that's all it was. They were just trying to help put the reader in that situation instead of you just being like, yeah, I saw an alien in my bedroom.
can't get a lot of meat out of that.
That's what I mean. Like,
and who knows, like with a publisher or something, you they may have had a specific word count they had to hit, all kinds of.
True. I didn't even think about that. I didn't think about that.
They're going to not necessarily make up shit, but they're going to have some filler.
Yeah. And I think in the books presented as nonfiction. So, I mean, there's not a whole lot you can get, you know, go past that.
No, because I mean, there are cases out there that are, they feel made up, like if
yeah
and they're like, some of them even have like a lot of evidence and you're just like, what in the hell is going on? Look at the Pascagoula abductions.
Yeah,
right, like that shit is bonkers.
It is and it's crazy too when you find those cases, because this is one of them cases where you read it and you're like, there's no way.
Yeah.
And honestly, to be 100% honest with you, that's exactly how I stumbled onto the information I stumbled on, because I had that skepticism in me where I'm like, I'm going to try to see if I can find links to this story. And as I'm digging around, I stumble on to what I think is without a doubt the origin stories of this quote unquote new entity that people are playing with. And I think it's been overlooked for a long, long time. Cause I'm sure there are people out there who are extremely well read in these subjects that have talked about it, but I haven't heard it in kind of our neck of the woods, so to speak.
I dig it.
It's badass, man. I'm really excited about it.
I'm excited. I'm gonna actually try to write one tonight since I'm off, and stumbled across some information that is a follow up to one of our heater episodes that I never thought there'd be a follow up to. So everybody get stoked on that. If the information's there, it'll be interesting.
Good.
It'll be interesting. One of the probably one of the most memorable entities we talked about. It's been a while, but apparently these made a comeback at some point.
Good.
So
everybody loves a comeback story.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some new folks in here. Welcome, Art.
Welcome. Welcome.
Welcome, Charmaine.
Glad you're here.
Welcome, welcome. Welcome to the night shift. There's no structure here. We just talk about stuff.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Old Twiz up in the building. Much love to you and the fur baby as Steve put.
Yeah. Everybody send some good vibes Twiz's way. He's got some stuff going on with his fur baby over there. So everybody send him some good stuff. Some good things. Oh, another first in the chat. Welcome, Rob.
Much love.
Yeah, everybody hit the like button. So, my YouTube milestone might not be crazy for a lot of people, but we hit 5,000 subscribers this week.
Whoop whoop,
which is dope. Which is pretty dope.
I mean, whoop whoop.
That's only whoop whoop. It's only 95,000 away from a plaque.
Hell yeah, we're almost there.
Yeah, I did the math, and at the rate we're going, it is only going to take us like 72 years. So
probably make it.
Yeah. Event, like whoever takes on Hollow Sky after us will get a plaque.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah. Hopefully we get to hand it down one day.
Yeah.
That'd be pretty gangster.
That would be cool. If not, that's like Art Bell level stuff.
Yeah, that would be cool.
Coast level shit. Yeah. Let me think. We got the telepathy thing going on. Kyle's already locked in.
Yeah, yeah.
So I guess we just started off like that. Oh, hell yeah.
Much love, Brother John.
Thanks, Brother John.
Is it something that I should write down?
That way we like have proof of what you are sending out.
Let me find some stuff.
Yeah, Kyle's going to get it set up. So for any of you that weren't here last week, I did a little experiment where I wrote something down on a piece of paper and put it in an envelope. And then I focused on that and I told you guys about it. And I was trying to telepathically send it to you guys to see if you could pick it up. Right. You know, just see if we could get on the same wavelength. Was it a success? Success is subjective, right? But we're going to start doing this. We're going to practice as the Holocult. We're going to practice our telepathy. So tonight, Kyle is going to focus on something. He's going to give us broad clues, like if it's a color, or if it's a shape, or if it's an animal. That way we can kind of lock in where we need to focus, but it can't be overly specific. And he's been thinking about it all day. He said, once he gets it like written down, we're going to fire it off. He's already been thinking about it. And then at the end of the show, not right off the rip, the end of the show, we'll see what kind of vibes we're picking up from Kyle.
Yeah.
It's telepathy practice.
Yeah, because I just remembered today that I was supposed to do it. So I remember you texting me about it. And I was like, oh, yeah, I got to pick. And then I just did the first one that came to my mind.
Hell yeah.
And it's essentially like we discussed a shape and a color.
Okay. Everybody hear that? Kyle has picked and written down a shape and a color. He's been thinking about it all day. He's going to think about it through the rest of the show. So.
Yeah. It's any shape, but I didn't do like crazy color, like teal or evergreen. No, you know, that's just stupid.
Yeah. Any shape. Moderate colors, like
basic color colors.
Colors, rainbow colors.
Basic, yeah, but colors. I would include white, gray, and black in that as well.
Okay. So we're going to focus on that at the end of the show.
I love how it's a color and a shape, and Charmaine's like, it's definitely, it's got to be a Bigfoot.
It is a Bigfoot.
It's definitely a Bigfoot. You got it.
Yeah. So yeah, that this is a ploy just to get you all to stick around to the end of the show. To see if we can telepathize.
No, quit guessing, everyone. No guessing. Wait till the very end.
No guessing. Damn it. Do we have to work on listening first, then we work on telepathy?
I think that's how it needs to go.
Mother of God. We're just gonna ignore everybody's guesses. I need to set up. I looked in to see if we could set up running a poll where everybody can just vote for it, but you have to go through like third party sites and like install it in. It's a whole thing. So yeah, just yeah, shape and a color at the end of the show, and they're still guessing. Hell yeah.
Let's just ignore them.
Yeah. Hell yeah. that's sick. Yeah. We did hit 5K, so I'm gonna went on a little mini vacay this past weekend. I'm gonna talk about that for a little bit, and then maybe we'll do some Q&A. If you guys, anybody in here wants, got any questions they want to ask us after talk.
You saw Bigfoot shit.
Yeah, had some weird shit happen.
That's cool.
But I'm gonna talk about that, and then maybe we'll do some Q&A at the end of the show. If anybody's got any questions they're curious about asking, we haven't done a Q&A in a long time. I think we did one at 1 million downloads.
I think so, yeah.
And that was the last time we did one. That was a long time ago.
Yeah.
That was a hot minute ago.
It was a long time ago. That was years ago.
Think your questions, think your shape, think your color. Keep it to yourself. Keep it to yourself. But anyway, yeah, this weekend, I went to Blue Ridge, Georgia, which is kind of in, it's in the mountains, but it's not like in huge mountains. They're still kind of mountainous, not crazy mountains. If you're a Patreon member, you've already heard this because I did a Patreon episode and you got to get it 2 days ago. Anyway, kind of the reason I chose the area is because they have the Expedition Bigfoot Museum there, which we went and did that, and that was pretty sick, pretty cool. It's small. It was like three rooms, but it was still pretty fucking cool. They have a gnarly collection of Bigfoot casts, like print casts, like a ton of them. Any of them that you've seen in book, they have cast there, which is cool. They have the OG Yeti print from Mount Everest, the one that you see in all the books, like the old one where it's right next to the pickaxe.
Oh, that's cool.
And they have the cast of that. What else they have? They have Josh Gates cast when he went out to Nepal and he found the Yeti print, and like it was world news. They have that cast there. That was neat. What else did they have? They had some handprints there that was cool as shit. They had some Bigfoot, like toddler Bigfoot prints that were crazy. Realistically, they just look like human footprints, but it like even had the lines on the bottom of the feet, which was pretty gnarly. What else was there? They had a Yeti scalp and a Yeti hand from Nepal, which was cool to see.
Poop and hair.
Oh yeah. They did that. Yeti hair or Bigfoot hair, Sasquatch hair. But the main reason I went, the main attraction to me was the largest Sasquatch turd specimen in captivity.
I feel like technically it's the right thing. However, I don't feel like it's going to go anywhere. So I don't know how captive it is.
It was locked up.
Yeah. So somebody doesn't steal Bigfoot shit.
Yeah. It was locked up. I was surprised. We were a little disappointed because they had like the two main display rooms, and then they had their overflow room where they have like their DNA center and stuff where they run hair testing and all kinds of stuff, and just exhibits that didn't fit the rest of the museum. Well, the Bigfoot turd was in the overflow room. I'm like, you gotta be kidding. What? Like, they had a side-by-side that was a BFRO, like, Bigfoot machine or whatever. Had a FLIR camera and shit on the top. I'm like, you can put a side-by-side in here, but you can't make room to put the Bigfoot turd in the main, in the, like, main galley. Gallery? Galley's on a boat. We weren't on a boat. It was in a museum. So I was a little disappointed that it was tucked away when it should have been, there in all
front and center.
Yeah. It was big. It was 36 inches long. Just one. I can't even get it in this shot. Just one solid log of Bigfoot shit.
It was just continuous, no breaks. No,
there were breaks, but I think it's from, so the person who found it, old boy who found it, saw it just laying there, was like, damn, that's a huge piece of shit. And he also saw some 26-inch Bigfoot tracks next to it. So he's like, oh, obviously, anybody that drops a log like that has to be a Bigfoot.
Obviously.
Kudos to dude, because he picked picked all the shit up and lined it up on the back of his tailgate and took pictures of it. He had something in the camera. It was like a spray paint can or something. Like, for
size. How the fuck do you pick up a turd?
Carefully.
Like, that log looks like it was probably soggy.
Yeah, he probably picked up a piece at a time, just kind of mushed it back together. 36 inches long, not 36 inches in circumference.
No, that would be ridiculous.
It was probably like
the size of those little burning barrel.
Yeah, those little wiffle ball bats, the skinny yellow ones. That's an appropriate size for this Bigfoot turd. So that was pretty. That was pretty gnarly. Pretty excited about that. Got a lot of pictures, posted it on the TikTok. You guys want to see a close up of a giant piece of Bigfoot poop? That's where it's at. What else was there in there? Let me think. This one was interesting. They had some pieces of a dog kennel, right? This person had donated it to the museum. They had a huge dog, a cane corso. Trigger warning. The dog does not survive the Bigfoot encounter. So close your ears if you're sensitive about that kind of thing. 3, 2, 1. Okay, so this guy had this big dog, female cane corso. She was huge, over 100 pounds, he said. Had just had, recently had 12 puppies. So had them out in a kennel. He had went to work, and when he came back, as he was driving up his driveway, he started to see pieces of the kennel, pieces of tin pulled off and folded up, and pieces of the wire fence were just scattered about. He's like, what the hell is happening? So as he gets out, he sees his big female cane corso laying on the ground. And one of her back legs is just twisted completely, almost off. Her rib cage is exposed and shit. And he's like, what? He couldn't think of anything, like maybe a bear. Like, a bear could probably, but I mean, you big ass, that's a big dog. They even scared bears off, you know? So he's over there, and she's still alive, but not by very much. As he gets over there to her, she passes. And he's looking, she's got her rib cages exposed, and there's a big oak tree not too far off, and he sees blood on it. So he's like, what in the hell happened? So he goes over there, and there's blood all the way up this tree to about 10 or 11 feet. And he sees her leg, and he comes to the conclusion that something had grabbed this dog by its back leg and just swung it like a bat, essentially, up against the tree. Multiple times. And what else? Anyway, all 12 of the puppies were missing too. So she had a litter of 12 and they were gone. The mother was found dead and the cage was ripped apart. So they had pieces of the kennel there displayed. And I think they got hair samples from the kennel fence as well. So that was pretty interesting.
I'd be going John Wick up in that bitch.
Yeah. That was pretty interesting story that I hadn't heard. A lot of the stuff there I'd kind of seen before, like a lot of the prints or some, or the casts are some more of the more famous ones that you see. They had the Bigfoot knuckle prints that were found. They had the Bigfoot ass print, which nice. When you look at it, if I were out in the woods,
I feel like he's got a Hank Hill ass.
Yeah. If I were out in the woods and I saw that, I wouldn't be like that's a Bigfoot ass.
Yeah.
But the context of there being tracks and stuff around it, I was like, all right, I can see.
It definitely changes the dynamic there. But yeah, if you just saw that, I don't even know that I would notice it.
I wouldn't either. It would just look like something late, like, because all you're seeing is the cast of it. So it's kind of like the opposite of the way that you would see it. And I would just think like maybe like two deer laid down or something.
Right. Know?
But that was pretty interesting. It was cool. It was cheap. Like, it was $9 for adults and like $6 for kids. Like, took a little bit less than an hour to get through. And that was with me reading a bunch of shit, because that's what I do. They had a little like 10-minute movie in this room that we sat and watched, which was interesting. Just kind of had some different Bigfoot encounters through history. I didn't realize at the time that the cabin that I booked was like, as you go into the museum, they have a map of Blue Ridge and the mountains right there. And they have the Sasquatch hotspots kind of circled off. I didn't realize that I booked our cabin like right in the middle of the Sasquatch hotspot. So I was like, that's friggin' sick.
Did you fight any?
No, didn't hear no squatches. That's did have some weird shit happen though.
Oh, what was the weird shit?
Not squatchy. I think I saw a UFO.
Fuck yeah.
I think I saw a fucking UFO.
Did it abduct you?
If it did, I don't remember.
Did you flip it off?
No.
What?
No. I was so shocked. Okay. I was so shocked. Let me paint the picture for you guys. And it's not even a crazy encounter. It's literally just a light in the sky. Right? I didn't think to get my phone. I didn't think to do shit.
How it always happens.
Because it was just so, it was so out of place, and it made me feel so fucking weird that I was just like,
you should have led them off.
The fuck? I didn't even
fucking fail.
It was alien. It was alien apathy. 100%. I was just looking at it like, oh shit. Oh shit.
This bitch is real.
Okay. So the cabin is in this little valley in between tons of mountains. Like, you have to go through this windy ass mountain road to get to where you're at. So in a valley, mountains on all sides of us. So we were sitting on the front porch. And it's dark. It's probably 10:30. And as I'm looking out across the mountain, you can see, like, because it was really bright that night. So you could, all the stars were shining. There's no light pollution. So you can see like the top of the mountain where the trees are. And right above the tree line of the mountain, right on the other side of the road to us, there's this bright green, perfectly round light. It's not far off in the sky. It's just hovering above the trees. And I'm like, that looks out of place. And the color's weird. The color was like, it was like green.
That is a weird light color.
Yeah. Something you don't see. So I'm like, maybe it's an airplane. So I'm sitting there and I'm watching it for a while. And I'm like, that's not an airplane. Like, maybe it's somebody, because like, it's not far away. So I'm like, maybe it's somebody with a flashlight or something. And I realize, oh, it's above the trees on top of a mountain. That's sure as fuck not somebody with a flashlight. And I'm looking at it and it's just sitting there, and it's almost like, I shit you not, it's almost like it wanted me to notice it.
Well, yeah.
Which is what it felt like. It felt like it wanted me to see it. And as I'm sitting there just looking at it, like, I can't take my eyes off of it. I don't think to get my phone. I don't think to even flip it off, because that's my go-to. And I'm like, holy shit, what is this? So, because like, I'm locked in now. I'm waiting for it to move. I'm waiting for it to be an airplane. I'm waiting for it to be a drone. Anything that I can write it off that is not a UFO. So I'm like, what the fuck? So I call Mel over. I'm like, come here and look at this. I'm like, look at this fucking light at the top of this mountain. So she comes over. I still have my eyes locked on it. And she's like, okay, where is it at? And I'm kind of setting her up to see it. And as soon as she locks eyes on it, like it knows she sees it, it just blinks out and disappears. It doesn't shoot off. It doesn't take off in a direction. It just like turns itself in, just like almost implodes into itself, just into a pinhole of nothingness, just and gone.
That's weird.
I'm like, what the fuck?
That's definitely strange.
What? It was weird. It was like it wanted me to see it. And as soon as like it knew she saw it, it just goes. Hey, Holocult. We are back and excited to announce our continued partnership with Mood. Mood is an online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life's challenges, from sleepless nights to stress-filled days. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends, and they'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. Mood's mantra is that cannabis should be accessible, affordable, convenient, and transparent. But most importantly, they believe in supporting American farmers who make all of this possible. Mood was created in 2002 as an online source for 100% federally legal cannabis grown on small, pesticide-free American farms. Mood has gummies for literally everything: immune support, menopause relief, PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal, and each one is crafted using federally legal cannabis grown on small, family-owned American farms. That's no pesticides, no BS, and they ship to most U.S. states. Best of all, not only does Mood stand behind everything with an industry-leading 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I'd mentioned, Holocult listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. That's H-O-L-O. So head to Mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use our promo code HOLO, that's H-O-L-O, at checkout to save 20% on your first order. Hey, Holocult. You may have heard of HelloFresh. They send chef-crafted recipes and fresh ingredients to your home. But this summer, they made their biggest menu upgrade yet. This isn't the HelloFresh you remember. It's bigger. HelloFresh has doubled its menu. Now you can choose from 100 options each week, including new seasonal dishes and recipes from around the world. It's healthier. Feel great with their new healthier menu filled with high-protein and veggie-packed recipes. It's also tastier. Get steak and seafood recipes delivered every week at no extra cost. Now there's 3 times more seafood on the menu. Also, new seasonal produce each week, from snap peas to stone fruit, corn on the cob, and more. Me and my partner use HelloFresh, and I cannot recommend it enough. The last HelloFresh meal we had was the tomato, mozzarella, and creamy pesto panini. It was delicious. The ingredients were fresh, and everything came together perfectly. The sourdough bread was a great base for a combination of the rich cream cheese and fresh mozzarella. That was balanced out perfectly with the acidity from the fresh tomato and the bright pesto. The arugula salad with Dijon vinaigrette was a great light side to round out the meal. It was as simple as making a grilled cheese, but exponentially more tasty. The best way to cook just got better. Go to HelloFresh.com/Holo1Pod10FM now to get 10 free meals plus a free item for life. One per box with active subscription. Free meals applied as discount on your first box. New subscribers only and varies by plan. That's HelloFresh.com/HOLO, the number 1, POD, the number 10, FM, to get 10 free meals plus a free item for life.
That's
again,
weird.
I kind of got goosebumps talking about it a little bit.
That's weird.
Strange.
It's you should have willed it back.
Like, did I see five it? I wasn't thinking about seeing a UFO, though.
Oh, of course.
You know, like, I wasn't trying to see a UFO. But I don't know. It was weird. It was weird. And then weird things happened at night, too, that we couldn't explain. That I don't necessarily know had anything to do with the UFO, but we were asleep the second night and I woke up just out. I don't know if the sound woke me up or what, but it sounded like someone rolling dice across a hard, like a wood floor is what it sounded like.
It's a weird noise.
That's weird because the floors in the cabin were stone. The porch was wood, but the floors were stone. And I heard it roll across. And I'm like, what the fuck is that? And it stood out to me. And then I immediately fell back asleep. Just like, okay, whatever. I fell back asleep. And then the morning after the next night, she wakes up and she's like, the ice maker kept me up, like woke me up last night.
I was going to ask if it was the ice maker.
I'm like, oh, well, you know, maybe that's what I heard too. Cause that's a similar noise. We go look at there's no ice maker. There's no ice maker at all. Well, so she heard the same shit that I heard. And we don't know what the fuck it was. I went out and looked on the porch, like looked for like gravel. If something was rolling gravel across the patio and shit. I don't know, but it was enough to wake me up one night and wake her up the next night. So it was weird.
It is weird.
It was weird.
Cause that's instantly what I thought about is when you said that as an ice maker.
Yeah. Cause that's what she said. Cause I didn't mention it to her that I'd woken up. Cause I didn't want her to freak out or anything. And then the following night's morning, she was like, yeah, the ice maker went off and woke me up. And I was like, oh shit, maybe that's what I heard. And we went and looked. Like, no, there ain't no ice maker here. So, yeah. So it was weird. It was a weird.
You were in it. You were in it.
Yeah. And I wouldn't even like I was excited about the Bigfoot Museum, but I wasn't like really geeking out on the paranormal while we were there. You know, like I really wasn't like in investigation mode. And then I saw that night and I was like, it's probably the one of the most legit unexplained things that I have seen. I have seen a black triangle once to where it like blocked out the stars around it. Mm. But as far as lights in the sky goes, just the way that it blinked itself out, it didn't like turn off. It didn't take off. It just went, "Sumpf." And I'm like, okay, that's weird.
Maybe technically it did take off. It just took off in the parallel direction to your eyes.
Could be. Because I'm like, maybe it's a drone. I'm like, at least just fucking move. Just do something, you know? I feel like if it moved, then I would have wrote it off as like an airplane or a drone or a helicopter or some shit. But it just, the fact that it was as soon as she saw it, but only for a split second. As soon as her eyes locked on it, it went, whoop.
So weird.
It is weird.
I don't know. I've never really heard green.
No, that's what I thought too. I'm like, that's what made it stand out so much. And I'm like, what is the green light? Because airplanes have red and white, you know. But
sometimes they have green.
It was weird.
But generally speaking, I mean, you're not gonna notice just a solid green light.
It was strange.
Weird.
It was strange. No Bigfoot activity though, unless it was someone's been playing craps on our front porch when we were asleep.
I hope that's what it was.
Me too. But it was a cool time. It was good to be just out, like
disconnected.
And just kind of in the woods and shit. Cause like we had no cell phone service there. Like our Wi-Fi was it. So if you got lost, you got fucking lost.
It's not a bad thing though.
No, it was nice. It was nice to disconnect. Yeah. Like the only time that I really was on my phone is when we were using it for directions, like getting, cause there's sporadic towns, like little, they're not quite cities, but kind of pretty decent sized towns. And they're about 10 or 15 miles from each other. And in between that is just mountains and nothing. So that's about the only time I was even on my phone.
It's the best kind of living.
Yeah, it was nice. It was nice. The cabin was nice. It was quiet. Had like this little stream that ran through the property. And it was cool.
Can't beat that, man. Gotta love a little bit of unplug.
Yeah. No squatchiness, though. Once I saw that we were in the squatch zone, I was like, fuck yeah. But then, not a lot of squatchiness took place. Bigfoot rolling 3-foot turds off the front porch. Yeah.
I don't wish that for you. I wish the shooting dice, but not so much.
Weapon says, I think I heard Mysterious Universe talk about weird color and UFO stuff. Green is supposedly one color you're supposed to stay away from.
You should have ran. You should have flipped it off.
Dude, it was 100% alien apathy. Because I didn't think
of my phone. I know exactly what you're talking about. Every time I see something fucking weird, I don't ever think about Garrett grabbing my camera.
No, I was almost like so locked in. I was worried that if I took my eyes off of it, it was going to disappear.
Yeah.
So I called her over. I'm like, tell me you see this. And she's looking. Finally, once she's like noticed it, you can tell she noticed it. She goes, oh, and then it goes, poof, and I'm like, motherfuck. I need to check and see what the colors mean. If you find that episode, send it our way in the socials. Because I told JJ about it, and she said she had been hearing people getting some weird vibes from seeing the red orbs, the red lights. So,
man, all I've ever seen is white and orange.
Yeah, it was dropping off a Bigfoot. Yeah, it might have been. It might have
chewy.
It was weird though. It was weird to have, like, because normally I don't have a whole lot of experiences.
That's what I was gonna say. Like, you, not that you like, in comparison to me, you kind of fall short in that aspect, especially in that realm. Because you have had a couple weird ones, but,
and I've been trying hard lately. Like I don't know. Like, I just, you almost need something to like pull you back in, you know. It gets kind of like you're surrounded by it and you're constantly reading about it and everybody having these experiences, but you're not having any yourself. And like, I open myself up to that shit. I'm like, just send it this way, just whatever you need to do. And when it doesn't happen, and JJ's always like, you're paying too much attention to everything else. You just need to stop focusing on everything else going on and things will happen. And it's weird that I went out and unplugged and kind of just took a break from everything and then things happened.
Yeah.
It's fucking weird. Was the museum busy when I went? It wasn't when we first got there, which we did go on a Saturday. Yeah, we went on a Saturday at like 2 o'clock. When we got there, there was only us and like one other couple there. But once we got through the first room, there were a bunch of people rolling through. So it was pretty busy. It was pretty cool. Saw a Bigfoot turd, saw a UFO, heard some weird noises.
All types of strange.
Yeah.
No, I think Dylan's referring to St. Louis.
I did see a TikTok about a Mothman around St. Louis, but I don't remember. I know that they see it up north, like around Chicago. We did an episode on that a long time ago.
Yeah. That reminds me. Brother John had a good thought. That, like, from my last episode, the NPCs that people talk about, what if they are the alien human hybrid situation?
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. Because, you know, Lazar said that we were soul containers. That's kind of what makes us unique, is the soul, the essence. What if they are hybridizing, and they essentially create, what's that lady call them?
Background
people.
Yeah. Backdrop people.
Backdrop people. Yeah, that's backdrop it.
People.
Because they have nothing inside them.
That's interesting.
Weird. It's a good thought.
And it almost makes you wonder how much human do you have to be before you're not considered human? Philosophizing
is a weird question,
you know, because like even if it was a hybrid, part of it's still human.
I mean, as long as they're cool, I really don't give a shit.
Yeah, they don't bother me.
No, as long as you're cool.
I had my, I, you know what, Holocle, I choked on the open net. I choked on the open net. I had my one chance. Like, the UFO had my attention, and I had its attention. My one chance to throw it up, and I was just locked in. I would have been abducted, because I was just locked in.
It is rather disappointing, but we all fuck up, man.
Choked on the open net.
We all fuck up. I fuck up in every one of them situations.
You never.
I just think, stare at it.
Yeah, you never think how you're going to react until you're there, and then you don't react how you think you're going to react.
Maybe, yeah, because like you said, most people are just locked the fuck in.
Yeah.
Because it is that way where everyone would feel like if I take my eyes off this, it's going to leave.
That's what I thought. Maybe I did get abducted. I don't know. Maybe I'm not the real Steve. It's fine. They brought back this Steve and he still had to go to work the last 2 days. So that sucks.
Yeah.
Sucks to be this guy. But yeah, it's interesting.
Seeing stuff is always interesting. And it's one of them double-edged swords too, because in the moment, you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, no.
Yep.
What did I do? And then later on, when you have the story, then you're like, yeah, that was cool.
Yeah. Yeah, because
But in the moment, it's usually not that cool.
Because I almost had to have her, like, validate it. Like, am I really seeing this thing? Because it was perfectly circular, and it wasn't a star. It wasn't a plane. It was just...
Was it pretty good size?
I think so. I didn't have any way to reference it, like, size-wise. I just knew that it was on top of the bluff right across the street from ours, so it wasn't very far away. And it was above the tree line, just sitting there. Until it just goes, and I'm like,
it's weird.
I don't know. Should have gave it the finger.
Should have.
Only one true Steve. Yeah. Should have gave it the finger.
I'm sure there'll be other chances, though.
I hope so.
I'm sure there will be. Especially with the way the world's going.
What if astral projection is your soul trying to search for another life to jump to? What happens to this body if your soul jumps to another one? Does this body just become an NPC if your consciousness skips timelines?
That's a good question. I feel like that's plausible.
Yeah. A bluff is like, okay, if you take a mountain and there's like a sheer like cliff face on it, that's what we call like a bluff here.
Yeah.
Oh, Bigfoot Society's in here. Hey, Bigfoot Society, I saw the world's largest piece of Bigfoot poop this weekend. What do you think about that?
He's peanut butter and jelly.
I tagged him in the TikTok. That was one big piece of Bigfoot poop. It was pretty sick. Went to the Expedition Bigfoot Museum in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's pretty rad. Pretty rad. Saw a lot of Bigfoot prints and one Bigfoot turd. It made me think of you.
You should have stole the turd and mailed it to him.
It was locked up.
No, I'd just take the whole display.
Oh, the whole box?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You definitely should have.
Yeah. If you get a chance to go there, Jeremiah, it's cool. It's not real huge. But if you get like a weekend trip, you go hit it up. It's pretty cool.
I think you need to invest in, for future reference, you need to buy some bear mace.
Okay.
And smoke bombs.
To get the Bigfoot turd out of the museum.
Yeah. Smoke bombs to obviously conceal, and the bear mace in case someone happens to try to stop you.
In case the Squatch comes for its turd back.
Maybe.
Someone stole my holocult magnet off of my car. I didn't realize it was that hot of a commodity.
That sucks and cool at the same time.
Yeah. I don't think we have any magnets left. I didn't think people were into the magnets that much. Might have to invest.
I like stickers a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone stole the magnet. Just spreading the word of the cult.
I hope that's what it was. Not some shithead.
Dylan, I think it is the Appalachian Mountains. The range is considered the Blue Ridge Mountains, which I think is part of the Appalachians. I don't know for a fact, but I think so.
Could have went in the mountains and did some old magic.
Yeah, there are too many bugs.
That's true.
Bugs trump the paranormal for me. I'm not trying to get bugs on me. If I'm going expeditioning, it's going to be after the bugs are dead.
Bugs do suck.
It's after the bugs are dead. It is indeed part of the Appalachians. I didn't see any skinwalkers. Didn't hear any weird noise outside from the roly dice thing. Didn't hear any babies crying or anything.
Definitely should have went and did old Appalachian magic.
Yeah. Yeah. The Blue Ridge Mountains are the foothills of the Appalachian Mountains. So, yeah. Yeah, I was right there. I was right in the thick of it. And all the old Appalachian magic was taking place on the front porch, rolling dice or doing bone readings, rolling chicken bones or something.
Rolling dice does feel very Appalachia.
Yeah. If your soul jumps into another reality, your body will become an NPC. Should have called the Sons of Appalachia. Should have. Mountain Monsters got a new television show. YouTube is not on television. It's on YouTube. Sons of Appalachia. Oh, that's dope. Dark Squatcher says, last summer I placed a Hollow Sky sticker on an overlook in Norway. 1 year later, I saw a random post from someone in Norway at the same overlook, and I saw the Hollow Sky sticker in the background.
That's awesome.
Stay safe, Paranormal Trucker.
Yeah, much love, big guy.
I had stuck some stickers on the Lover's Leap overlook in Hannibal, and then we had someone meet us. Was it at Crypticon the first time, or was it in Kansas City?
Kansas City.
We had someone drive 8 hours to meet us in Kansas City because he saw the sticker and started listening to the show.
Yeah.
And then I think we met him again at Crypticon.
Crypticon, yeah.
Yeah. That's dope. Hollow Sky Magnet still on the whole rig.
Paranormal rig. Yeah, buddy.
That's sick. Yeah, definitely thought of you a lot, Jeremiah, up there looking at Bigfoot prints and Bigfoot ass prints and Bigfoot turds. I thought this is Bigfoot Society's realm in here.
That ain't no lie. It's his corner of the world.
Yeah. They had a cool little Yeti exhibit with the Yeti scalp and Yeti hand. The Yeti hand said it had human DNA markers. It was huge. Johnny Clemens is... used to be my boss over my department back before he jumped ship. And he was always trying to get a sticker out of me. You should have came to me before you went corporate, Johnny. Sorry.
Sold out, huh?
Sorry. Oh, the easiest way to steal the Bigfoot turd is a keister. That's
filthy. Not to mention, that's like
36 inches. Whew. It's going to get way up in there. You're going to feel that one in the back of your throat.
Yeah, that's going to be rough.
You know, Bigfoot was clapping cheeks in the woods. Oh, God.
Hard left turn.
Yeah. Sorry, not sorry. Anyway, does anybody have any questions? We can do, it's almost 9 o'clock. We got a little bit of time. Anybody got any questions they'd like us to answer? Q&A, we can start it up, fire it up. Anybody got anything there on their mind they want to ask me or Kyle? I graffitied all the European countries I visited last year with Hollow stickers. We need to go more worldwide. I saw a thing like our listener base.
I ain't fucking going nowhere worldwide.
No, we're not. Not us. The show. Like the listener base. I was looking at the like analytics and we're definitely a United States show. Like 70% of our listeners are in the US.
Well, yeah, it's the most relatable demographic.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest. Kind of insensitive to say, but let's be honest.
What did you write down, Kyle? Huh? We can't answer that question. No,
you can't. Yeah, you can't. That's cheating.
That's not telepathy.
Most people don't like other people's accents.
Yeah, that's
fair. I think that has a lot to do with it.
That's fair. To be honest.
There's a language barrier for the other parts of the world.
Yeah. And we don't talk good anyway.
No. No, I know that I don't. Sometimes, you know how sometimes when you're lazy and you're walking and you just drag your feet?
Yeah.
Kind of. Sometimes that's kind of how I talk. I just get lazy and don't enunciate everything.
That's understandable.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a tired kind of talk.
I ain't going to climb trees in Ireland. Fuck that.
Fuck that.
I'm out of that business.
Merchandise update. We haven't made any stuff new yet. I know we talked about it over the summer. We got some designs for shirts that we've been kicking around. We might pull the trigger on. What kind of stuff do you guys want to see? What kind of merch are you guys interested in?
Grant, I don't think it's a lazy eye. I think it's just that I have a light in my face and then my eyes are kind of sensitive to light. So kind of squinting a little bit.
Weapon says, I got a question. What do you call a werewolf that doesn't know it's a werewolf?
Dumb.
A human? Everyone spoke English in the Scandinavian countries. What is Sasquatch's favorite food? They had a whole list of foods that Sasquatch liked. And the one that stood out the most was, I mean, they liked a lot of people food, like pancakes and shit like that, which I assume is just people feeding them. But they had mice wrapped in grass, like a little egg roll. They said they like to unwrap it. Just a little egg roll.
It's gross.
Yeah. I don't know if I took a picture of the food stuffs. There's a lot of like healthy food, like berries and salmon and shit, but pancakes and bagels. But the mice wrapped in grass was the one that stood out the most.
I'm with Charmaine. Of all the accents, I think I like the Aussie accent most.
The light hitting Kyle's mustache combo has a Stone Cold vibe. That's pretty sick.
Stone Cold is probably my favorite wrestler, so.
Damn it. And unaware wolf. Genius. An unaware wolf. That's pretty funny. Pre-order funds ready for the new merch. My new no new stuff. We're getting there.
I know we. I don't know. I guess we could talk a little business. We kind of fucked up a little bit with some of our ads, and we haven't been making as much money.
Yeah.
So that's why the merch is kind of on a standstill right now.
I don't know. Everybody that's followed us from the get go any business ventures that this has kind of turned into has not been great for us because we don't know what we're doing. We make bad choices. True. So we're currently in, we're almost to the back end of not so good of a choice.
Yeah.
But we're still in there.
Yeah, we're still in there.
We're still in it. But we're working on it.
Also, to be fair, when we accept things, we don't really know. That's the transparency isn't really there as far as what you're going to make off of it until you actually accept it, which is probably something I need to express to them because that's just really bad business.
Yeah. And we're not good at business. You know what I mean? So the funds have been lacking. We're trying.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know, like, once you get the shirts made, they're going to, like, even themselves out. You know, it's just the initial chunk of money that goes out to get the shirts made.
Yeah, we usually spend a G
every
time we do shirts, so.
Yeah. It's usually about $1,000 a drop.
Yeah.
We were thinking about doing one with the sigil, one with the metal logo, maybe, I really want to do the Hollow World Order for some other nerd decides to do that.
Yeah. My wife wants like a varsity style one.
Yeah. What else? Oh, tumblers. We would almost have to set up like a storefront to do all that kind of, you know, like the ones where you just put whatever you want on the logo. And then as it orders, it just kind of does itself.
Yeah, we'd have to look into something like that. I don't hear the best things from that.
Yeah, it would be hard to, like, I don't know that I'd want to do it with, I don't know, like, we're big on the quality of our stuff, so
there's that. And then, you know, it's, I mean, not to be insensitive again, but it's kind of nice to also make an order and then Steve and I get a free shirt out of the deal.
Yeah, that is true.
Kind of. Not really, but kind of.
That is true.
You know, because if we do it through somebody else, then we have to as well pay the same, you know, same price and everything for our merchandise.
Kyle better restart up his OnlyFans page again. You had one?
That ain't no lie. Maybe.
We don't judge here.
Yeah.
We don't judge here. Hollow Sky fedoras and Hollow Sky mankini. That would be, if those came to fruition, they would sell as a set.
I like the word Speedo better, I think, than mankini.
Offer your main logo versus multiple options. Just don't do the small tumblers like everyone else. And we had thought about maybe at one point kind of messing around with that. Having them laser engraved.
Yeah, I did have a buddy that was doing it, and then he sold the machine. So, fuck, there's that.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Banana hammock, hollow hoodie. Yeah, we've talked about hoodies. We've ran hoodies through as multiple times. But there.
Yeah, well, we got to have a pretty good chunk of change to order them, and we're not going to make anything on them. And making money is not an issue on it. It's more about trying to break even.
They would, yeah. If we go through the same company that we normally print on, like they would end up being expensive, not just to have made, but to even to sell. They would be pretty pricey. We couldn't we couldn't justify ourselves like charging what we would have to charge to make them. We thought about maybe trying to do like a pre-order kind of thing. Maybe
the company does do that.
Yeah.
But I also want to like hands on with the merch too, because no offense, Gildan hoodies suck. They're not comfortable at all. They just, I don't know. They feel like you're wearing a cardboard box. In my opinion, I like quality stuff. And if we're going to be charging $40, $45 for a fucking hoodie, I want everybody to have a good quality hoodie.
Yeah.
Not a piece of shit. Sorry.
Yeah.
You know, it just is what it is. Like Steve said, we're really persistent on trying to give everybody as quality of stuff as we can get. I just believe in, you know, you get what you pay for. And I hate, there's no worse feeling than seeing a shirt that you love and then you buy it because you're like, this is badass. I'll definitely pay $40 for this shirt just because it's this person or this band or whatever. And then you get it and it's the worst feeling shirt of your entire life.
It feels like it's made of straw.
Yeah. You're like, I'm never going to wear this.
Yeah. I know we're talking business and talking money and everything, but you don't make any money on merch. You're not
going to. No. And that's merch
advertisement is all it is.
Yeah. And that's all I could ever ask for trying to break even. It doesn't even have to be a perfect break even. We can fall under once in a while, but the attempt is to break even. That's really all it is.
And that's what's so hard about hoodies is that they're just they're so expensive. It's so expensive, and slapping, like Kyle said, slapping a $45 or $50 tag on a hoodie is like,
that's hard for us.
Yeah. We it's hard to justify that.
Yeah. Cause the way I look at it, when I try to set prices for shit, I go, what would I pay for a shirt?
Yeah.
You know, would I pay $25 for a shirt? Yeah. I'd pay $25 for a shirt all day long. 30, 35. Probably not. Sorry. I know it's $5-$10 all, but it's just, I'm just not going to do it.
And we do like do everything probably harder than everybody else. Like Kyle and Shauna do all of our merch shipping.
Yeah.
Like, they do it all out of house. So like we don't have a team. We don't have a crew. We don't have a third party doing it for us. We order the shirts. They're made. They come back to us and then we ship them that way. Like we order a batch, we usually do 50 shirts a run or something like that.
Yeah. Something like that.
Between 45 and 50 shirts.
Yeah.
And we get them, pop them up, see how they do. And like, it's merch is a weird thing. Like, especially now you can't go into it expecting like you're going to make much money on it.
No, the best thing
it is like merch or it's like advertisement. Like,
yeah.
You get, and it's cool as fuck to have people wearing your shit, you know?
Like, yeah. That's gangster. I always
ego stroke there.
Yeah.
But we don't,
I always low key at my new place of employment that I won't openly say for whatever reason. I always low key hope that one day I'll see somebody wearing something through there.
That'd be sick.
It would be cool.
Hollow Sky calendar, 12 months of weird. It's just Kyle, just screenshots from Kyle's OnlyFans for 12 months.
Fuck yeah.
I love you guys, but I'm not from this demon thong. What?
I don't know what that means. You mean four? I mean, I'm sure somebody would be into a demon thong.
Yeah. I guess we could see what kind of logos people want.
I kind of low key have been thinking, I know Dylan would love it. I wish I had the room still, because I definitely don't have the room anymore. And I know you don't have the room. Cause I still have all the equipment. I've low key been thinking about resurrecting
screen printer,
my old screen printer, and not making shirts and shit with it. But I loved the idea. I saw it once. Somebody did it. I can't remember who did it, but they took those red shop towels and screen printed on those for people.
That's pretty dope.
And then I created something. Which you'd have to put a disclaimer on it, but it essentially turned that shop towel where you could hang it off your belt loop and then have, you know, you don't have to dig in your pocket for it or whatever. You can hang it off the side of your belt loop and wipe your hands on it. Yada, yada, yada.
That's pretty dope.
Yeah. But you obviously don't have that around moving parts. Even though odds are it would just completely rip off, but whatever. And I don't want to pay for those because like the cost to make those would be so low, but you know that a company would charge a dumb amount for doing something like that.
Yeah.
I will have to plow snow in the winter.
That's a very specific question.
Yeah, that is very specific.
That's interesting. Pretty... I would buy a hollow calendar. Yeah, we're going to probably pop out a couple more shirt ideas eventually. I guess it depends on how much inventory we have left of the old stuff.
We're pretty low on a lot of it.
Are we? Whenever you guys order, we get whenever it gets low, we get email notifications like, "Oh, you only have one left," or "You only have two left." Or so we are getting low.
Yeah, I got to go through and redo the count because somebody ordered a medium the other day, and we definitely didn't have a medium.
Oh shit!
Yeah, so I had to refund the order. I tried emailing them, but their email didn't exist. So
weird. Weird. Can't wait for the logistics to be handled. I'm excited. Let's go. I'm going to purchase more hats. I ran through them for work and still show up every day in the black camo hat.
Much love, man.
Hell yeah. Collins of 40 and 12.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs. Plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Most people in your new profession have to in the winter. Hopefully you get some good sightings. Being some of the first people out.
Yeah.
That would be creepy.
That'd be cool.
Everybody's asking for a calendar.
That's such a weird thing to ask for.
Yeah.
Never would I have thought.
People would want to. 3 calendar requests already. We can do like a low key so run weird. Of like 10 calendars and put them out.
I bet you could get like those like mini ones done for pretty cheap.
Just be different pictures of our faces.
Oh, that'd be cool. That'd be funny.
Our faces on different cryptid bodies.
Yeah, the other day I snuck something in our episode because I tried to do it fast, but I also try to catch some of our reactions and some of the weird quirky things we do in the actual video. And I don't know why I did it, but you were talking and I just went like this, just like to the camera. And I just happened to catch it, and I was like, "Well, I'm putting that in there."
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, we take ourselves very seriously here.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about, but it was just funny because I just was like,
"I think we might be onto something with our heads on cryptid bodies."
Somebody's that would be funny.
The chupacabra with my face.
That would be funny.
That would be. Why do we do this to ourselves? The logo could be a demon. Granted, is really all about the demon thong. What is a demon thong? I know you guys are supposed to be asking the questions, but I'm going to ask what exactly is a demonic thong? Curious.
Yeah, I mean, AI could definitely do a lot of what you guys are asking for.
Yeah. Both of you have to have a Bigfoot woman's surprise face. Oh, Hollow Sky chastity belt.
Going in a weird direction as far as merch is concerned.
You guys are weird. Squatch with a Camaro. Cryptid pinups on classic cars. RU's already ready. He's already got, he's already saving up for the demon.
Yeah, let's get it, baby.
Rosemary will take our pictures for the interview. Or for the
calendar.
Yeah.
Wow. Dave did make a cool picture of it was Bigfoot with the skull. Why are you running from the cops or something like that?
Who did?
You did. You did created an AI. Yeah, I can't remember. I know I have the picture somewhere.
I do a lot of AI stuff.
I do too anymore. It's too much fun.
Fully embracing it at this point. Crane says, seriously, love you guys. I'm a trucker and you guys keep me up when I deliver to hospitals 18-wheeler at night. Hell yeah, glad to be there.
Yeah, no doubt.
Glad to be trucking with you.
Oh man, I don't have the picture on my phone anymore. It was an old one you made. Actually, I have it on Instagram. Oop. Let's see. Yeah, because if I remember right, he was sitting in like an El Camino or something, ramping. I think there was cop cars in it.
I do think I remember that now. I did see a shell of an El Camino for sale in the mountains of Georgia. I just didn't know how I was going to get it home. Mel said she'd tow it with her Jeep, but I live
not in quite an El Camino, but yeah, and I put Renegade with it.
Oh, hell yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
You know, fucking not focus.
There oh, there go. It is. That's sick.
For some reason, it gave Bigfoot a skullet, but whatever.
I feel like that's it. If you look at the Yeti scalp, he kind of has a skullet.
Kind of.
1 month Kyle feet picks.
You do they're not.
All, they're all about your dogs, bud.
They do not want pictures of my feet.
They're all about your dogs. They want to see your stompers.
Not a good idea.
They want to see your stompers.
I wear boots. I have worn boots every day for like the past probably 15 or 16 years. So
I want to see your stompers.
And like my new job requires lots of walking. I walked almost 20,000 steps today. So
them dogs going to be barking.
Yeah. My feet were definitely hurting today.
Dogs going to be barking. Will they let you drive an El Camino around instead of having to walk?
Probably.
That'd be sick.
Yeah.
I mean,
I saw a bunch of cool cars the other day and I was like, man, I need to get a Chevelle so bad.
A lot of things you have to do could be done from the back of an El Camino.
Oh, that's great. That's a great idea, Gilbert. Great idea.
Yeah, they will be blurry. Kyle feet picks is an old meme, but it checks out. Set them dogs free.
No.
Why is my forehead so shiny?
Did you exfoliate the shit out of it?
Mm-mm. I did get out of the shower right before I came in here, but I think it's because my light, my facial light is kind of angled this way. Stardust Ranchero along with the Hell Camino. Yeah. The Demon Thong is shorthand for dimension.
I don't know what that means either, but I do like the Stardust Ranchero and the Hell Camino.
Yeah, Stardust Ranchero is dope.
It is pretty dope.
With a jacuzzi in the back.
Well,
Avery knows what she's talking about.
Everybody's on fire tonight with the merch ideas.
Yeah. 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 We have
one time we almost got hollow slides made.
Yeah. Yeah. We thought about it.
Yeah, they'd have been pretty pricey though.
Me and Kyle did make one-off hoodies for ourselves.
Yeah.
Just the way around because that's what we do.
Yeah. RU wants a banner too.
Oh, we weren't going to make them for merch, but we were flirting with the idea of making banners, like making wall flags, just like for our record rooms.
Yeah. We'd have to get a cool design.
Hollow Crocs. Oh my God.
I love slides too. I think every dude loves slides.
I have slides on right now.
I have kicked mine off.
Freedom slides.
I did have them.
Freedom slides. Because fucking America. And do these count as, these are camo. So I currently have two flavors of camo on.
Yeah, I got camo Adidas ones.
Nice. Yeah. We thought about making wall flags for a while when we were going to conventions and stuff. Like, we didn't do it crazily, but we were going to get some flags made for the conventions.
I wish we had a cool, solid flag. I would hang it up in my front yard.
I wish we didn't have anything to do except do the show and go to conventions.
Yeah, same. I don't like Crocs. y'all never wear Crocs ever.
I'll just shut that down. I've never wore Crocs either.
No, ever.
Dylan's a big Croc guy.
No, I will never. You will never see me in a pair of those.
Taylor, Dylan's wife's a big, big Crocster.
Oh, no.
Crocs slides. Over slides. You.
No way.
What?
Slides all day.
For people that want specific merch, you need to really, really change your outlook here on your Crocs.
Mm-hmm. Slides all day. All day long.
I can walk on water with them. Ooh, cool. A flag with the H sigil would be cool.
Yeah, we just have this. I don't know. I'm weird about the way, but I'm with that. I love the H sigil.
Have we wrote out our goals?
No.
No. I'm trying right now. I'm trying to switch timelines. I've looked into timeline jumping a lot, and I'm trying to jump to the timeline to where me and Kyle are successful podcasters, and that's all we do. And then we get to just go to conventions all the time. So I'm going to hop to that timeline. My consciousness is going to find that Steve, because currently it's happening. Every possible outcome of everything that could happen ever is happening right now. I just have to get my consciousness into that Steve where we're podcasting full time. It's easy.
No, I'm not. We're not making Crocs charms. Not happening.
Oh, what, gibbets?
What is a gibbet?
It's the thing that they stick in the Croc holes. Like a Croc charm.
Yeah, no. No, absolutely not.
Yeah, gibbet. Mel's very pro Croc.
Thanks, Brother John. John's got it on lock.
Yeah. And then they make your IQ go down.
Yep.
Then your brain will really, I know. Me and Kyle don't manifest good. We don't do good business. We don't manifest good. We don't prioritize our time well.
Not really.
No, I'm good at procrastinating.
Definitely.
I'm good at not being able to focus when I need to.
It's true.
So, Hollow Sky slides, flip-flop, gym towels, cups, sleeves. Yeah, we thought about doing, like, can cozies. Because that'd be...
Oh, yeah, that's a cheap...
That'd be cheap and easy.
Some, yeah, we could definitely do that.
I
always forget about those.
I keep seeing, like, air fresheners for your car. The only problem with that is you only got about 6 smells you can choose from. So did I say croc holes? I did say croc holes, didn't I? Damn it.
King Wing can suck it. Me and Steve do what me and Steve want to do.
Keychains. Yeah, we thought about keychains. Yeah, there's plenty of merch ideas we can mess with. We just didn't know what would take off and what would not.
What the hell's a hat clip?
It's not what you like. It's the consumer. Crocs are ugly until you wear them. They're comfortable. People have been trying to get me to wear Crocs for a long time.
I love it. Crocs are ugly until you wear them. The sheer comfort of my feet has now altered my vision.
I know, I can't even talk that much. I wear Hey Dudes, which are like the Yee Yee Croc.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't wear those either.
So
I wear.
I couldn't smell, Brandon. I couldn't smell the Bigfoot turd. I tried to whiff it, but I couldn't smell it. It was locked in. Whatever they had, that case was smell proof.
I basically just wear Adidas stuff for my feet. Oh shit! It is getting about that time.
Oh shit! It is 9:30. Damn! Show us the color in the Rosemary's sick of the Croc slander. She wants to know what it is. Okay. Okay. Everybody stop talking. Stop talking. You're still talking. Stop talking. Damn it. Stop talking. Oh, they're still talking. Stop talking.
Dylan says, I've worn Crocs so long, my foot is just a big toe.
I've seen it. He's correct. I've seen
such
it.
Such an idiot.
Okay. Everybody focus. We're going to take 1 minute to focus on what Kyle's going to try to send it to us. We're going to take 1 minute to focus on what it is. So whenever the clock hits 9:24 Central Standard Time, then you can post up what the shape and the color is. I'll tell you when. Okay. Everybody post what they think Kyle sent us. What he's got written down here.
I'll give you guys official submissions starting now.
It is a shape and a color. I'm gonna give you time here. I'm gonna give everybody a little bit of time here. He's still going. Still getting some guesses in.
I'll tell you this right now. I'm gonna halfway consider tonight a success.
So has someone gotten it?
Yes, someone has gotten it.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I was gonna go with a red rectangle, but you don't have to tell me if that's right or not. That's my guess. Red rectangle.
Okay.
Once they stop going in.
And I've only seen one person get it right.
That's dope. Well, I hope it's this last guess.
It's definitely that.
Has everybody got their guess in?
I think so.
Everybody got it in? All right.
But I will say.
Let's see it.
I will say, like, bizarrely enough, a lot of people are halfway correct.
It's working. See, this is a red triangle. Who guessed red triangle?
Are you?
That's fucking. it's working.
A lot of people were on triangle.
And yeah, how many reds? I was seeing a red rectangle all day.
Yeah, Twist said purple triangle.
There's a triangle up there. Yellow triangle.
There's a bunch of triangles.
Yellow triangle.
And there weren't too many people that picked red either.
I was seeing red all day.
Yeah, I mean, that's halfway correct.
I was thinking about it because I knew we were going to do it tonight, and then they just kept popping in my head. I'm like, it's going to be red something.
Yeah.
That's.
Yeah, as soon as I remembered it today, I just went red triangle.
That's awesome.
I didn't think about it. I didn't try. No, I just, whatever first came to my head is what I stuck with.
Hell yeah. telepathy training is, I feel like it's working. That's crazy.
Yeah, Darth did say black triangle.
Yeah.
There were a lot of people that were on triangle.
Good job. Do you guys fuck with this? Should we do this? Should we make this a week thing to see how? So we have one successful.
I think it's semi. Yeah, RU definitely got it, but I think overall it's semi successful because
a lot of people said triangle.
A lot of people said triangle.
Interesting.
Because in the process of me calculating this, triangle was the very first. It went triangle, then color in my brain. Boop, boop.
Interesting. Yeah, we're going to keep doing this and see if we can. In my brain, I feel like we're going to have one in the envelope, and then everybody in the chat is going to say the same thing.
I would shit. That'd be awesome. I would shit if that ever happens. And I would just pick, you know, semi basic shapes.
Yeah, that's what we're gonna do.
And then basic colors.
If we can nail them,
fucking crazy. I wouldn't even go with gold and silver. I would just stick with just basic colors and semi basic shapes. No fucking crazy shapes.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yep, everybody, a lot of people went with a triangle, which was, I was impressed when everybody was slamming the shape.
Yeah, and everybody felt the Bermuda.
I was like, damn, everybody's smacking on triangle tonight.
That's cool. That's cool. We're getting there. We're getting connected. Yeah, I like that toys. Primary colors, basic shapes. All right. That was fucking cool. We are telepathy expert. Well, we're telepathy in training.
We're going to be contacted by the Moreau Institute eventually.
Wouldn't that be
ridiculous?
Yeah. And I would say the same thing to them they said to us about Egress. I'd just say, no.
No.
No. Oh, that'd be nuts if we had a hollow hive mind. But that is a success. I should have went through and see how many guesses there were. We can get a percentage, but I'm not going to get to that yet. We're going to. Yeah. So last week, I should have done shape and color last week. We'll just, today's the first.
Just continue day. Shape and color.
Yes. Today's the first.
I think doing just one of the other makes it too easy.
Yes. Yes. You're right. So I'm going to write it down. And today's, where the fuck? I had some, all right, here. So today, what is today's date? 8/27. We had one that was right. We'll see how we're going to do. I like this. This is science, everyone. Welcome to
science. This is kind of science. I fucking hope the Men in Black show up at the house.
Me too, because they can get it too.
Catch these hands.
They can fucking get it too. All right. Well, thanks for being good sports tonight, Holocult. Thanks for asking us fun questions and talking about merch and listening to me go off about my Bigfoot turd experience. Yes, data. I'm going to make a spreadsheet, because I'm a scientist. That's awesome. And we need to do no bees in a minute of no comments. Hell yeah.
Are you all I saw out of that was biscuits and gravy.
Yeah, B&G is good.
Steve caught it too.
Next week's guest star is Neil deGrasse Tyson. He would start talking and my brain would shut off.
He would hate us.
Yeah, he'd say, this is the reason aliens aren't contacting us, because of YouTube.
Absolutely.
I said, yeah, whatever. I said, I'd say at least I'm not a fucking nerd.
Fucking facts.
Fucking science nerd.
That is facts.
Astrophysicist nerd.
Actually, oddly enough, I listened to a story today, short story, about shit they found on the moon, blah, blah, blah. Turns into this big thing, right? And this race of aliens they have a monitor on the moon to monitor us. And so we go up there and we fuck with it and it shuts the monitor off. And they're like, what the fuck just happened? So they come, they're coming to check us out. And it was a really good story. It's going to sound really stupid, but it was basically it wasn't an alien race. It was like an AI system. So they ran off pure calculation. And in all timelines, humanity fails and they reset. They wipe out humanity to start the experiment back over. But in this one particular one, because the guys were trying to blow it up on the moon, which didn't work, nothing worked. So the guy was just like, fuck it, whatever, I'll just clean it. But it cleans it. And in the end, that's what ends up saving the planet is a janitor. He starts cleaning and the sound goes back to these things. And because it's a computer program and it doesn't understand the process of cleaning a floor. It's like, this doesn't make sense because there's nothing on the floor. He's just cleaning a floor. Like, why the fuck is he cleaning the floor? And it just like ruins their cycle and shuts them down. It was pretty good. Sounds terrible, but it was good.
You have to send me the ones that you listen to. That's good.
Dude, I listen to so many that are really good.
Oh, that's weird. That's a weird go-to too, Weapon. If everyone in the Discord team up, pick a shape and color to focus to us mentally to see if we pick that shape and color the next week.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a reverse way, but yeah. I mean,
it's essentially the same thing. That would be crazy if they did that and then they all put the same shape and color in the chat and it's the one that we pick. Brain power. It's collective consciousness. I mean, you don't even have to tell us if they're going to try it.
Yeah, that would be a better plan is to not tell us.
Yeah, they're just going to try to mentally bombard us with whatever they choose.
I like that. I like that.
Interesting. Okay, but we're going to wrap it up. It's almost 10 o'clock. Thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for being our telepathy guinea pigs here. We're all learning. This is science. So, yeah. Me and Kyle, we'll get together next weekend. Not this weekend because I got to work, but next weekend.
Yeah.
We'll talk about some merch stuff. Get some things figured out. It'll be fine. So, yeah, Pocahontas came in right on the back end. But anyway, love you guys. Thanks for kicking it. Make sure you hit the like, the subscribe, the notifications, share the show, all that good stuff. And yeah, thanks for kicking it. Until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, and everybody send some good vibes to Twiz and his fur baby tonight.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.